Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end, Baruch Hashem, of the fourth volume, and we're going to be Ezras Hashem finishing off Simin Tov Chav Vav today, which deals still with the halachos of Kiddush Levana. Now, we had read a lot of the Ramah already in Sif Beis, and we pick up on the very top line, where we're continuing in the various piyutim, the various non-bracha paragraphs that we say in the Kiddush Levana. And the Rabbah begins in the middle of the top line, V'omer tipol aleim v'gomer, which is a pasuk from Oz Yashir, tipol aleim imosav afachad, b'gdoz racha yidmu ka'oven. So we say that pasuk, our minhag is to say it three times, and then ulamafreya, we then repeat, ka'oven yidmu v'chule, we say that pasuk backwards, shalosh pamim, and we say each of these three times. Again, the concept of saying something three times lends a certain significance and importance to it in the publicization of the idea that you're trying to say. So when we're Mekadesh Techodesh, we say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tesvav explains over here, V'kos of Magen Avram, Mishay Mati Moshe. The Magen Avram writes in the name of the Mati Moshe, She Yishomim Kol HaPasuk Ad Konitza V'yachak HaChal Mefreya. As I just pointed out, we say the Pasuk from Oz Yashir Tipol Aleim, he says you read the next Pasuk as well, Ad Yavaram Cho Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zu Konitza, you say that as well, and he says you say the whole thing backwards as well, as we pointed out from the Pasuk Ko'evin Yidmu, he says you say also as well, the second Pasuk backwards as well. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'yomer l'chaveiro shalosh pa'amim. You say to your friend three times, again three is showing significance over here, and you say the words, shalom alecha. He brings this down from the Torah. Our gear is to say shalom aleichem, and the person responds, aleichem shalom. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tezayin explains, Klomer, he's telling us to be Mei Sha'amar B'tchila, Tipol, V'chule, since we said Tipol, Leh, Mei Mosav, Afachad, so therefore it could be a bad omen, so Omel Chavero, Shalom Alecha, so we therefore say, peace should be unto you. He brings down the name of the Morgan Avram. He says further, look at the Morgan Avram, I know Morgan Avram, Shiskir Od, Al Kama Psukim, Shiesh Kabbalah, Li Amram, V'lo Her Taknam. He says there are other Psukim that we say in this part of the Kiddush Levana general Tvila, and he says, these are not, I'm not listing them over here, he says, the Krak Suvim, Him Besay, the Kiddush Levana, because in every sitter, in every Kiddush Levana pamphlet, they're written there, V'nagua Kol Yomim, and the minhag is to say them. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, it seems that you say to one person three times, Shalom Aleichem. So nevertheless, it brings out for the Mati Moshe that the minhag is to say to three different people. But if it's only one other person there, there aren't three other people there, you can tell it to one person three times, Shalom Aleichem, he says, Aleichem Shalom, and you do it again three times. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, some have the custom that they look at their tzitzis and shake their tzitzis at the end of Kiddush Levana. So Shlomo Zalman explains this very, very beautifully. And he brings down the name of Yitzhak Yeruchim Diskin, the Maral Diskin. This is to signify that in the future, when the moon will, so to say, regrow and again become the same size as the sun and give off its own light as the sun did at the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all know the famous Medrash, that the moon went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, how can there be two lights? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, so it'll only be one light, the sun, and you'll be reflecting the sun, but Asid Lavo, that will change. So he brings down over here, this is a reminder over here, that the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is now not knowing at night, will in the future be Ezras Hashem, be knowing at night when the moon regains its glory. And this is also brought down by Shilz Tshuvas Har Tzvi. I got to read the word of the Ramah, which he brings down, Umeshiv Hevek Yishol, the one who answers or responds as if he asks. So technically, if you answer Aleichem Shalom to somebody, technically the Ramah seems to suggest that you don't have to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody else. Umeshiv Hevek Yishol. In any event, the Ramah continues and he writes, V'noagin lomar David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The minhag is to also say the words three times, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, which implies Shemalchuso Nimshal Levana, that the Malchus of Beis David is compared to the moon. V'asid L'schadish Kimosa, and likewise in the future, it will grow like the Levana grows. Uchnetz Yisrael Tachzor, and the Klai Yisrael will go and return. L'stabik B'balo Shukash Baruch Hu, will return to grow and become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Dugmas HaLevana HaMitzchadesh HaSimachama, just like the Levana will become renewed with the sun, as the pasuk says, "Shenemar Shemesh Umogen Hashem," and therefore, as a result of all this, lachin osin smachos v'rikudim b'kiddush shachodesh. Therefore, we dance and we sing. We're very happy when we say kiddush shachodesh. Dugma simchas nisum. It's like a wedding. So, just like at a wedding, you dance. So, too, at kiddush levana, we dance. This is brought down by the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayeshev, as well as this is Das Atzmo. This is the opinion of the Ramo himself. Fantastic idea. We brought down La Halacha before, that's why we don't do Kiddush Levana on Friday night or on a Yontif night, because you're not supposed to dance on those days, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. Now, there's a very interesting statement over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, the Noagin, And he brings down from the Pri Chodosh that there's a smach to this idea from the Gemara in the second parak of Rosh Hashanah, where it says that Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, Zil ein tav v'katsheliyacha ushlach li simona dove mel Yisroel v'chule. They were at a time that they weren't allowed to go and publicly go and be Mekadish to Levana, so he sent them out secretly, and he told them, send back a message, dove mel Yisroel v'chai v'kayim. So therefore, that was the code to tell them that they were Mekadish to Levana, and therefore, we have an allusion to this idea by saying David Mel Gisol Chai V'Kayim in our reading of the Kiddush Levana, Tfilos in general. There's a very interesting gematria. I don't remember where I heard this or saw this, but there's a fascinating gematria that David Mel Gisol Chai V'Kayim adds up to 819, and the words Rosh Chodesh also is a gematria of 819. This was a little bit of the remez that Rav Chia was told to say to Rebbe when they were Makadish the Chodesh. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ad emas ha-mevarach nalea, until when is the end point of saying Kiddush Levana? You can't do Kiddush Levana the whole Chodesh, as we already pointed out. So you're allowed to do this Ad tezayin miyom ha-molad, from the beginning of the molad until the 16th day of the month, you're allowed to do this, and velo tes zayin bechlal, and this doesn't include tes zayin. In other words, for 15 days you can do this, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, lav dafka miyom elo mishas ha-molad maninan. Doesn't literally mean from the day that the molad is found. It's from the time of the molad itself. You have to do this in ace lace. You do this in 24-hour increments. The Mishah Zu, from that moment that the molad is visible, you count maninan tesvav yom ace lace. You count exactly 15 24-hour periods from that time, and that's until when you can do Kiddush Levana. V'imkein, therefore, kishaya molad b'emtsa yom harishon, if the molad, for example, was in the middle of Sunday, mutal kadish b'leil yom sheni, you can go for a full 14 days until the next Sunday, and then until the Monday after that, until the middle of the day, dadayin leka tesvav me'ace lace, because until then, you don't have 15 full 24-hour periods of time. So again, if the molad was at 2 o'clock on the first day of the month, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you can go until 2 p.m. on the Monday, that is the 15th day from the Sunday that you started, i.e. the 16th day of the month, which will be Monday, the third Monday of the month, which would be at 2 p.m., the last time that you could say Kiddush Levana. Obviously, you can't say Kiddush Levana during the daytime, so it would really be at the end of the night beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot Yud Ches that we don't include the 16th day. There's no chiddush in saying that. The kivan shavar tesov yom. Once 15 days have passed, holeches holoch v'chasar. It's too late. Ve'in kan chiddush. There's no chiddush over here in what he's saying. However, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that there is a chiddush over here. In the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskev v'lo tezayim bechlal, he says, look in the Knesset Sagdola, shehevi b'shem mikzas before. She brings down, according to some poskim, that gan tezayim bechlal, you can even include the 16th day of the month. And he brings this down from the Yad Ramah as well. He says, even though we don't paskin like this, we paskin like the Mechab and the Ramah over here that says you can't do it on the 16th day of the month. Nevertheless, he brings down Mikol Mokom. There are Achronim that say Bidyevit. If you weren't Mekadish the Levana until the 16th day of the month, you should be Mekadish it without saying Shemu Malchus. In other words, just read everything, but don't say the Bracha with Shemu Malchus. He does bring down, however, there are poskim that say, if it's the 15th day of the month, albeit it's after the 15, 24-hour periods of time, then you could say it even with Shemu Malchus, according to some poskim. And he brings this down in the opinion of the Maritz Orenstein, who agrees with this as well. He further brings out from the Nodab Yehuda, the Imloya Yochel Lekadish Atah, if you physically weren't able to be Mekadish the Levana until now, then if you're reading Kriyashma and you see the Levana, you're saying Marv, and it's the last chance to do Kiddush Levana that night, then you can even do it then and stop in the middle of Kriyashma because you may not have an opportunity later on. He says the Nodab Yehuda brings down further dinim, and we can see this in Dirshu footnote number 41, where he writes, Mi Shiesh Losman, Gam Lekadish Es HaLevana, V'Gam Lekol Kriyashma, that if you can do both, then you should do Kriyashma first. But if you're not going to be able to do both, then you should do Kiddush Levana first. He brings down from a Yashiv, the person is not davening Marv now, he's davening later on, but the people is coming to shul to learn. And the first meaning is out. And they're saying Kiddush Levana, he can say Kiddush Levana with them, even though he hasn't davened Marv yet. Likewise, you haven't done Kiddush Levana and it's Purim, and you have the choice of doing the Megillah, Kiddush Levana, so then everybody should do Kiddush Levana first, and then they should do the Megillah. The issue footnote number 40 brings down a very interesting idea from the Mati Ephraim, that if somebody is doing Kiddush Levana on the 16th day, when we said you don't do Shemu Malchus, the person should read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and he should bring down over there, Haroa Levana B'chidusha Omer, he should read that Gemara, and then say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, with Shemu Malchus, and say the whole bracha, because you're reading the Gemara. And in this way, you can actually say the Gemara, and not have a concern about a bracha levatala, because you're reading the Gemara. And when you're reading the Gemara, you're allowed to say the entire bracha out loud. This way, you get the best of both worlds. You're still saying it, because according to some poskim, you're allowed to, and you're even saying it with a bracha because there's no concern of bracha levatala because you're saying it with the nusach of the Gemara. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah qualifies what we just said, which we already said outside. The Ein Lekadesh, one shouldn't do Kiddush Levana beyond, Elo Ad Chatzi, half of the month, which is Chav Tes Yud Beis Tavshin Tzadi Gimel Chalokim Min HaMolad. In other words, the entire month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. So half of that is the first half of the month where the moon is still growing, and that's when you're allowed to say Kiddush Levana. It brings down the name of the Maril. Again, many Ashkenazic customs, we said many times, are from the Maril. So therefore, you can only do Kiddush Levana until the exact half of the month. You don't have the entire 15th day, but only not the 15, 24-hour periods of time that the Mechaber suggested, but you actually have a little bit less than that. You have only half of the entire month to do it, which is a little bit less than 15, 24-hour periods. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Yutess, the Kaim alone, because we hold the Ein Chodsha Shel Levana, because the regrowing of the new moon is not less than Pachos Min Chav Tes Yom, 29 days, that's from one molah to the next, Yud Beis Shalos in 12 hours, the Tav Shin Tzadi Gimel Chel Kishah, and 793 Chalokim. A hour is broken up into the Shah Mischalik Al Tav Tav Reish Fei, to 1,080 Chalokim. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "V'imkein imchol hamolid b'motzi Shabbos shtayim o shalosh shosh b'layla." Therefore, if the molid is occurring on Saturday night, the first molid is Saturday night, 2 or 3 hours into the night, so then also lekatcha ba'od shnei shavuos b'schilas leil sheni l'rama, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it on the Motzi Shabbos that is 2 weeks hence from that point in time, because it would be more than half of the actual month from the start of the molad being 2-3 hours into Motzi Shabbos. So then, if you go 15, 24-hour periods of time, you would be allowed to do it still on that Motzi Shabbos, but if you go by the exact half of the month, you wouldn't be allowed to. And therefore, Alpha Pishalo Nimlu Adayin Tesvav Yom Shleimim, even though we haven't had 15, 24-hour periods of time, you wouldn't be allowed to do this in this situation. The Dirshu footnote number 35 discusses an interesting discussion. What about if there's a lunar eclipse? So some posts can say, once you have a lunar eclipse, which comes in the middle of the month, so then you can no longer do Kiddush Levana. Others say, no, you still can. And then finally, he brings down the whole discussion. What about if you're in Chutz Laaretz? So we all agree that we go by the Molad in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. But do you take into account the time difference? So for example, he brings down from Rav Henkin's Zatzal, if the end of the Zman for Kiddush Levana in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim was 7 p.m., so then in New York, if there's a 7-hour difference, so then it would be 12 noon. Now, when do you go by? Do you go by 12 noon or you go by 7 p.m.? Rav Henkin suggests, and many posts can hold this way, that you follow this man in Eretz Yisrael. So it's 7 p.m. in Eretz Yisrael, that's 12 o'clock noon in New York. So therefore, it's the end of this man would be 12 o'clock noon. Obviously, you can't say it during the day, so it would be the morning of that dawn when you no longer can say Kiddush Levana sometime around dawn or after dawn. Others, however, hold, he brings down from the Sefer Aliyona, says that you go by the time in Eretz Yisrael. So if the time in Eretz Yisrael is 7 p.m., then the time in New York is also 7 p.m., even though it's a 7-hour difference. So you'd gain an extra 7 hours, according to this opinion. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ein mevarchen aleha ad shiyavru shiva yomim aleha. When can you start saying Kiddush Levana? So we've been talking until now that you're obviously not allowed to start saying it before the Molad, but can you start it right at the very beginning of the Molad? So the Mechaber tells us, no, you should wait 7 days. So according to the Mechaber, the optimal time is waiting 7 days from the Molad and not going beyond the 15-day mark. So it's only a very short period of time, 1 week, that you can say Kiddush Levana, according to the Mechaber. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Chav, the Rov Ha'achronim Plig Yazeh, but the majority of the Achronim, and he says in the Shaar HaTzion, Oshud Ches, this includes the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, the Pri Chodosh, and Shaar Achronim, and he brings down as well from the Yad Ramah that this is not the case. Ula did who? And according to all of these Achronim over here, Al Koponim Liachar Shlosha Yomim, you can do Kiddush Levana after waiting 3 days, which we see, the Mishnah Berurah says, is Me'es L'Es Me'es HaMolad. So you start at the time of the Molad. Let's say the Molad was at 8 p.m., on a Sunday night, so you go 3 24-hour periods of time, so 1 24-hour period of time is the Monday night, then to Tuesday night, then to Wednesday night, and Wednesday night at 8 p.m., you're allowed to go and say Kiddush Levana. Shenanim Kavar Meor, because it takes that long for a person to go and get benefit from the moon's light, because there's very little moon until that point in time. And therefore he says, Yesh Levarach Aleha Vein Lahach Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's preferable, according to all these Achronim, that you should do that mitzvah at that point in time, after 3 24-hour periods of time, and not wait 7 days, not to delay doing the mitzvah. However, he says, if the third day of the month is falling out on a weekday, in other words, you haven't yet had a Motzi Shabbos, then already wait till Motzi Shabbos. So even in the worst case scenario, it was on a Sunday, the Molad, so then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd only be allowed to do the Molad for the first time on Wednesday night. So then instead of doing it Wednesday night, wait already till Motzi Shabbos. We've already learned the Ramah in the previous year in Sif Beis. Now, the Chofetz Chaim over here in the Shaar HaTzion says that this is also mashma in Oschof. He says it's mashma from the Taz and the Yeraba and Od Achronim that it's preferable to wait till Motzi Shabbos. He says, V'akolu rach linyan mitzvah v'namucha. This is the optimal way to do the mitzvah. But he says, V'mikol mokum nir d'imatziba mekachin yikadish imoin af b'ofen zeh. But if everybody else is going out to do Kiddush Levon on Wednesday night, that's the third night already, it's after the 3 24-hour periods of time, then you should do it also, unless you know that you'll also have the minyan with the Rov Am Hadris Melech on Motzi Shabbos. But if you don't, let's say people are going away and you're not going to have a minyan then, so then it's preferable to do it with the Rov Am earlier, even before Motzi Shabbos, as long as it's after the 3 24-hour period of time from the Molad. Then the Mishnah continues, he writes, V'kam wachronim, and he says this is really the opinion of the Bach, you see this in Oschof Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, V'hagroh miklolim, and includes the Vilna Gaon, mekilin af biofen zeh, that they're mekil, even in this situation, not to wait till Motzi Shabbos, V'sari, de'en kedai, lahashos ha-mitzvah v'chol gadni. No, don't delay the mitzvah at all, even for the benefit of doing it on Motzi Shabbos, do it as soon as you can, after the 3 24-hour day periods of time, preferable to do the mitzvah then. And in Oschof Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Nishmas Adam, who says this is the Ikar Psak over here. The Shiur Mitzvah Lo Mishahinon. It's better never to go and delay doing a mitzvah, even though you may want to be able to do the mitzvah in a more preferable way at a later point in time. And in fact, the issue footnote number 38 brings down from the Chazon Ish and the Stipler Gaon, as well as Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that their minog was to be Mekadesh Levona as soon as 3 24-hour periods of time passed, and they didn't wait till Motzi Shabbos. Others disagreed, and the Chasam Sofer, amongst them, said that they would wait the 7 full days, like the opinion of the Mechaber, and this is also the opinion of the Muki Orech Chaim, the Munkacher Rav, Zatzal, who said this was his minog, his father's minog, and his Rebbe's minogs. And he says, Bavadei ein lozuz midifreim, don't move from their decision. And therefore, Eil Be'elu Divrei Kol Chaim, each person should follow what their custom is. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, therefore, Al-Kain, Hanoi, Kain, Bevadei Yesh Lo, Amir Lismoch, if somebody wishes to go and say Kiddush Levon as soon as possible, after 72 hours, he has those to rely upon. And he says, this is especially true, Befrat, Bimei Achor, V'Geshem, this is especially true during the winter days, when it's more cloudy, and V'Geshem, when it's rainy, Bevadei Hazoriz, L'Kadish, Harezim, Meshubach, and if somebody goes to do it earlier because he's concerned about missing out on the mitzvah, it is praiseworthy. The issue foot number 39 brings down, what happens if you don't remember it? Did you or did you not do Kiddush Levon? So the Stechemid brings down, Tzarech Levarach, you have to do it again. Normally we say a bracha is a Sofik bracha slohakel because it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon. So he says this is an exception to the rule. We normally say Sofik bracha slohakel by a bracha de Rabbanon because that's not the mitzvah itself. But when the bracha is the mitzvah itself, like with Kiddush Levana, he says we don't say Sofik bracha slohakel, and therefore the Stechemid Paskins, you would have to make a bracha over here, and it's also the opinion of the Orchus Chaim. You would do Kiddush Levana if you were in doubt, did you or did you not do it? The issue footnote number 36 brings down, what about at the start of the 7th day from the Molad? If according to the Mechaber, you have to wait 7 days, so the El Yerabah and the Prima Gadim bring down, Einon Tzorech Lahamtin Ad Shiyavru Shivas Yom Meis Leis Me'amol. You don't have to wait 7 24-hour periods. It's enough that you're into the 7th day. On the other hand, the Shiyarei Knesset Zagdolah says you have to wait the full 7 days Me'eis Leis. With the one exception being, if the 7th day is Motzei Shabbos, then you don't have to wait Me'eis Leis in that situation. Finally, the Kaf HaChaim holds, Sheish Omrim, Shebechol Ofin Yesh Lahamtin Ad Shiyavru Shiva Yom Mishleimus Meis Leis. He's Mumachmir and says you should always wait the 7 days. And he adds, this is Alpi HaKabbalah, Yesh Lahamtin Lizman HaZeh. Based upon Kabbalistic reasons, wait the full 7 days. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here and he says, Hagah, the Ein Matishin HaLavona Tachas HaGad. We don't do Kiddush Levona underneath a roof. You do it out in the open. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, Ella tachas kipas hashemayim, should do it under the open sky. The reasoning is, v'tam, the kiddush levonu, huki kabbalas p'nei shlina, because it's you're accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. Ve'ein zeh derech kavod, it's not proper, she'ome tachas agag. If you're going out to greet a great person, you don't stand underneath the roof, you go out to greet him. Therefore, l'fikoch yotzim mitachas agag, l'rechov, you go from underneath the roof out to the street, k'der she'otzim l'kras meloch, just like you would go out to greet an earthly king. Mekom Akmi says, kozeh urak l'chatrila, that's only a mitzvah l'chatrila, abo mishachoshish be'ezeh mechosh shelo yuchal lotzis lachutz. Somebody's sick, for example, he can't go outside for whatever the reason, or alternatively, inamish hamokum inonoki, or it's not a clean place. You're not allowed to do kiddush levana if there's tzoa around or there's any filth around. Discussion in the Dirshu footnotes over here as to whether if there's a garbage pail around it, does it have to be covered, not covered, if there's a foul smell, etc. All of these can be looked at in the Dirshu footnotes over here in 42 and 43. Or shishori ben akum, where it's dangerous to go outside because of the non-Jewish people that might attack you, then you kaddish beveh, so they're a chalom, then you can go and do kiddush levana in your house through the window, open or close, as we discussed previously, or pesach haposach negel levana, or by a doorway that's open to the outside to make sure that you're doing kiddush levana by the moon. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Chavav and today's shir.